Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Diabetic Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Liz, and this is episode 4. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I love all the feedback and just all of the encouragement and support I receive in messages and comments and things like that. It means the world to me. Really gets me motivated to keep going and, you know, keep putting these out. So thank you so much for that. This time I thought I would make the topic a little more fun, since the last couple episodes have been a little bit heavier. I wanted to do a Friday 5, so I'm going to do 5 of my favorite foods, so you can also kind of get to know me, and I don't know, let's kind of keep things a little bit lighter this go around. So, 5 of my favorite foods, and I'm going with foods because the stigma with being a type 1 diabetic is that because this illness sort of surrounds and creates a love-hate relationship with food, that, you know, oh, well, you know, you can't have sugar and you can't have this and you can't have that. But the truth of it is that I still indulge, you know, within reason. I try to be mindful of what I consume, but type 1 diabetes doesn't stop me from enjoying my favorite things. It just doesn't. I'm going to be completely honest. So, my number one favorite, well, let's start with 5. So, number 5, my favorite dessert is brownies. I love brownies. Fudgy, gooey brownies right out of the oven. It's amazing. It's comforting and feels like home, and I just love the smell in the house. Like, it's just, ugh, brownies. My number 4 favorite dessert is ice cream, but I love the strawberry shortcake bars. I don't know if any of you have ever had one, but they are amazing. I don't know why, they just are. It's just delicious. And strawberry is probably one of my favorite flavors. So strawberry shortcake bars. If you haven't had one, try one. They're amazing. I could eat them all up. Moving away from desserts, number 3 would have to be Chinese food. I love orange chicken and fried rice. I think just that combination is just, it's so good. I try not to eat it very often. It can be very heavy, and no matter how much insulin I give myself, I can never give enough. Like, I always end up with super high numbers, or I end up super, super low, but I'm stuffed on all of this delicious Chinese food that I can't, you know, there's no balance with it. So I don't indulge in that very often, but I love Chinese food. My second favorite food to indulge in would have to be cupcakes. I see a dessert trend. Don't judge me. I love cupcakes. It's just a personal cake all to yourself, and it's perfection. I love all cupcakes. I haven't had a cupcake that I didn't love. Just the right amount of frosting. Like, I could literally talk about sweets for days. Like, I just love sweets. And my number one favorite would have to be Mexican food. Anything Mexican. I love tamales. I love tacos. I love enchiladas. I love pan dulce, so sweet bread. I love all Mexican food. Like, if I could just eat all of it, like, all day, every day, I would. I personally don't make a lot of it, probably because I would eat it all. but I love it. So that's my number one favorite food. I don't know if that counts because it's not specific, but I'm gonna leave it where it's at. So those are my top 5 favorite foods. I guess we have time for another top five. So let's go top five favorite shows. Some of these I've binge watched. Some of these I'm waiting for the next season to come out. And I love them. And I watch them with my husband, and I'm not allowed to watch them without him. We watch them together and discuss, and it's so much fun. So, not in any specific order, we watch Westworld. It's an HBO show. I don't even know how to begin to describe it, but it's really good. It's very interesting. I love the plot. I love the storyline and all that. You know, it's sort of an artificial intelligence thing. I don't know. It's very unique. I would suggest checking it out. Don't take my word for it. Watch it. Watch the first episode and you'll be hooked. It's Westworld. Second would have to be Game of Thrones. Now, I didn't give it a chance in the beginning. I was like, I'm not watching this. It seemed weird. There was a lot of sex scenes in the first couple of episodes that I'd seen. And then I saw an episode in the third season and I was instantly hooked. So I had to binge watch the first three seasons, and then I got into it after that, and I've been hooked ever since. So Game of Thrones, so good. If you don't know what Game of Thrones is, I mean, everybody should know what Game of Thrones is. Watch it. It's good. I'm horrible at giving like a synopsis of shows because I don't do it justice. My third favorite show would have to be This Is Us. I want to say it's on NBC, and this is such a great show. It's basically, a family, and you know, the ups and downs and ins and outs of this family. I mean, I don't want to give too much away because if you want to binge watch it, it's so good. I cry every episode. I mean, I don't think there's an episode I haven't shed a tear. It's really, really good, heartwarming. It just grabs you by the soul. Totally check it out. I really recommend it. Let's see, my second favorite show. I don't know, does Mickey Mouse Clubhouse count? I know that there's more that we watch, but for some reason I can only think of those three. There has to be more that we watch. I do enjoy watching television with my oldest. She's hooked on a lot of the Disney shows right now, and that's just like really nostalgic for me because they haven't really changed from when I was a kid. It's just different actors, but it's like the same stories over and over. And it's kind of fun to watch her reactions to, you know, some of the topics and things like that. So I enjoy watching TV with her. And I enjoy watching cartoons and things like that with my son because, again, it's familiar characters, familiar scenarios and situations, and he gets a kick out of all of the shows, you know, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Paw Patrol and PJ Masks. And if you're listening and you don't know what those shows are, then you're probably not a parent because those are three of the hottest shows on on children's television right now. Other than that, I mean, I don't really watch too much TV. I'd much rather be reading, or, you know, I listen to other people's podcasts, or I'm on Instagram stories a lot, watching everyone's stories. Probably a little too much. But yeah, I don't know. That's a couple of my Friday favorites for you guys. I thought that would be kind of a fun switch up from what I've normally been doing. Let me know if you like it. If you don't like it, if you'd rather me talk more about type 1 diabetes, you know, keep hitting me up with the topics because I really love it, and it's really helpful to me so that I have stuff to talk about. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. You guys are amazing, and I am looking forward to next week's episode already. Have a great weekend, guys. Bye.